Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me." And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "So you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done." Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them again and went away and prayed a third time, saying the same thing once more. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand."
When you are suffering, where do you go for help? God's Word assures us that He will bring life, hope, and promise to otherwise hopeless situations. When we respond to trials the Lord's way, the difficulty that threatened to harm us actually enriches our character and enables us to do greater works for Him. The Bible provides a record of Jesus' intense suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane. Christ knew that by bearing our sin, He was about to endure not only a gruesome crucifixion, but also the full force of the Father's wrath. That's something no other child of God will ever have to experience, because Jesus' agony achieved mankind's redemption. We know that whatever trial awaits, God will be by our side, supporting us through it. What trial are you facing? Do you have confidence that God is in control? Let Jesus' Gethsemane experience be your example in times of trouble. Our Savior fully trusted His Father and accepted His will. Don't forget that our sovereign, omniscient God limits the length and intensity of the pain. Though seeing His children suffer hurts Him, He loves us enough to allow the difficulty because of the way we will ultimately benefit. There is a beautiful harvest of growth and purpose when we embrace His road for us and apply the lessons we learn from His holy word.